This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Here we go. Lance O'Brien is in the building. It's, well, time for the Inside Connection, MediConnect. A lot of stuff to get to. So where would you like to begin today, sir? Good morning.
Well, I'd like to talk about football, but I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know. I'm not really into this year's draft. I mean, I'm trying, but it's just kind of lackluster.
Well, I guess we got to wait to see how it all unfolds. You know, definitely some interesting picks. They seem to really like the defensive tackle. They were all over him for weeks and stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But I don't know. I'm still thinking Ben's going to show up somewhere, you know?
Circa 2005?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. But I love my Steelers, but I'm not really into it that much this year. Okay, we got a lot to get to, but don't forget, 888-818-6334. We have live advisors always standing by beginning in the 9 o'clock hour until noon. So it's that in-between time, a lot of things that are going on. Before you really get into anything and all the stuff that we normally do, if somebody's going to be 65 in this calendar year, or they just turned 65 and this is their year, what should they be doing right now to get ready for the enrollment period?
Well, yeah, I think first is, you know, connecting with an expert, right? Because they're going to hear a lot of things out there of, hey, you know, I heard if I don't enroll in Medicare at age 65, I'm going to get a penalty. I'm going to keep working. I'm not even going to look at Medicare. They're going to hear a lot of different things. And, you know, I really recommend connecting with an expert. Obviously, from my perspective in the seat that I'm in, I would love for them to connect with MediConnect because I know how we do things, right? You know, But what we would want to do for them is really give them a great overview of knowledge about Medicare itself, what is Part A and B, which is that red, white, and blue card they've probably seen from their parents. What does it cost? What does it cover? How do they get their private insurance, right? What are those options? What about prescriptions? And really walk them through everything. So if they're turning 65 in the next 12 months, it's really the start of the education. We'll help them build a timeline, a budget, and then we'd probably say, hey, we're going to meet you again at X time when we're a little bit closer, and just really make sure that they're getting walked step by step through the journey.
All right, so we have a lot to get to in the first segment. He wants to kind of go through the timeline. We're also going to open it up for phone calls this hour, so if you have any questions, you want to talk to Lance, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Going to tell you about the upcoming seminars. All the information can be found there at MediConnectInsurance.com. And of course, still to come, we'll get to our day in history and more, but right now, officially getting this program underway, your host, Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, the inside connection with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. So good morning.
Yeah, so I had the opportunity last week to go to MedicareCon in Orlando, Florida. So I did go visit Mickey while I was there as well. But it's one of the largest conferences in the country on Medicare. And for me, it's all about, I want to learn as much as I can, right? The more that I'm learning, the more that I'm knowing, the more that I can distribute down to the team and then ultimately to the people of the great city of Pittsburgh that we serve and the other states that we work in. So there's a lot of buzz around the final notice. Last time I was here, very first weekend of this month, I talked about how it was going to be released. It has been. I think Sean talked briefly about it one day, but I want to kind of bring some updates there as we get into the second segment. There was some very interesting information that was distributed around prescription drugs, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about that as well. But before we get into all of that, I do want to give a shout out to one of our very own benefit executives, which we call our brokers, Andrew Chickowitz. Great broker with us, has been incredible in serving clients for the past 3 or 4 years. He is tying the knot today in Oakmont. So we'll be going there at 2 o'clock to celebrate with him. But great guy, great part of our team, and really happy for him.
And Oakmont's a pretty good place to spend the day.
It is a great day. I wish it was going to be a little sunnier and a little warmer, but you know, you take what you get.
Absolutely. But you know what they say about getting married when it's raining?
What's that?
Brings you good luck.
Oh, wow. It rained the day I got married, and I guess it's true because October 21st will be 30 years.
Well, let me just say it was nothing but sunshine and blue skies for me.
I will not go any farther with that.
Enough said. We could all use a little rain. All right. So just to draft very quickly. You're really an amazing individual when it comes to sports. And I've said this many times. Lance could do my job much more easier than I could ever do his job. And he loves football. Man, it just seems though the Steelers, and next year with all these other teams getting multiple picks in the first round, and I'm looking at the list of quarterbacks coming in, leading the way, of course, Arch Manning, part of that family out of Texas. It may be a while before the Steelers actually have a chance to get a franchise quarterback. And Lamar's still young. Joe Burrow's still young. You have to really wonder what the future holds for this football team.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been a run of underachieving for what we're used to in the city here, you know. And I think that this draft to me signals that there's probably a good likelihood that Aaron Rodgers is going to be coming to town.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. Even Mr. Rooney actually commented that it's looking pretty good.
I did read that article actually this morning, and I'm not sure how I feel about that because I think it will actually just continue what we've seen. I think it's either going to take us having a down year to get into better draft position, or we're going to have to find a diamond in the rough a la a sixth rounder.
So all the pundits, some of the big names, and we're talking Mel Kiper Jr., Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith. And I too, am kind of confused on what happened to Shedeur Sanders. I thought worst-case scenario, third round. But if he's there, and the Steelers 123rd pick coming up next, and they're going to wrap up the draft today, actually have some, like, I think, three or four more picks. If you have a chance, would you take him?
Well, the thing of it is basically what we've seen is from a draft, in this draft, talent-wise, he was the number two overall rated quarterback, right? So mm-hmm. he didn't slip because of his football. I mean, Rob, 80%, he was the highest completion percentage among quarterbacks last year that had protection. He completed over 80% of his passes. It's all about personality now. The word is his interviews were terrible. To me, at the fourth round, it's kind of a dart throw anyway. I would take a dart throw on a need and see if I can get something there. The fact that they're not going to spend a ton of draft capital at this point in time, I think, makes it more appealing.
All right, so what they have, the fourth round, 123rd pick overall, fifth round, 156th pick overall, sixth round, 185, and in the seventh round, 229. So they do have four more picks. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
All right, let's get ready to take a break. But before we do, we're going to do a little day in history. So go right ahead.
Yeah, so some interesting ones today. This one really shocked me. And on this day in 1540, Copernicus makes his first observations of Saturn. Can't believe we were doing that 500 years ago. And I don't know about you, Rob, but sometimes I look out there and I'm like, man, what is really all out there? It's a pretty vast world that we live in.
It is. I'm still looking for those rings around Saturn.
There you go. This day, 1912, the first home run was hit at Fenway Park by Hugh Bradley. Ever been to Fenway?
Never.
Amazing park. I've taken in a few games there. My wife's a maniac, as I call her, because she was born in Maine. So I've been to some games, had a tour of the stadium. Pretty cool.
You know what I find the most fascinating part of Fenway Park? They probably don't even have it up anymore. It was the Gulf Oil sign.
Yes.
And every time I see that, I think of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I love the one red seat, too, that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. 1954, mass trial start for Jonas Salk's anti-polio vaccine began. So a lot of talk about vaccine in the last few years. And on this day, about 70 years ago, we saw that unfold. On this day, 1977, the opening of Studio 54 in New York, New York.
I would have liked to have been there for that.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Here's one. Speaking of drafts, on this day, 1983, Stanford quarterback John Elway was the first pick of the Baltimore Colts.
And he said he would play baseball for the Yankees, so he ended up in Denver.
That is correct. And then the world's worst nuclear disaster happened on this day in 1986 with Chernobyl, and then Conan O'Brien was announced to replace David Letterman on the late night on this date in 1993.
All right, so we're going to do our trivia question now, and the winner will get a $15 Get-Go gas card. If you think you know the winning answer, 412-922-1020 is the number to dial, and here is this week's question.
Several quarterbacks drafted number one overall have won the Super Bowl. What quarterback has the most Super Bowl rings after being drafted number one overall in the NFL draft?
If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. And if you have a question about Medicare, your health care, call us now, 866-391-1020. Live advisors standing by until noon. Remember, 888-818-6334. We'll run the seminars and get into this week's show when we get back right after this.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, still looking for the answer to this week's trivia question. If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. Several quarterbacks drafted number one overall have won the Super Bowl, notably Troy Aikman, Jim Plunkett, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning. What quarterback has the most Super Bowl rings after being drafted number one overall in the NFL draft? If you think you know it, you'll get that $15 get-go gas card, 412-922-1020. And if you have any general questions for this man, who is none other then Lance O'Brien, call us, 866-391-1020. All right, let's run the seminars before you get into the meat and potatoes of today's show. Go ahead, Lance.
Again, we literally are having hundreds of people between the seminars and our webinar coming for education on a weekly basis. So important. I think the thing we hear the most is you guys make it so simple and there's no pressure. And I think those two things are really important because a lot of people are kind of lost, Rob, on what to do, on what decisions to make, but they don't want to be quote unquote sold, which I really respect. It's why we really focus on the education and building the relationship. So got some great seminars coming up on the 29th. This week, we're going to be at the Aspenwall Borough Building, Commercial Ave in Aspenwall on the 6th. We're going to be at the Hampton Inn Butler on Benevent Square in Butler on the 13th, Holiday Inn on Route 30 in North Huntington. The 20th, we're going to be right near here at the Holiday Inn Express in Greentree on 875 Greentree Road. The 27th, we'll be down near my place, Holiday Inn Express, then the Meadowlands, right near the casino and the Tanger Outlet. So if you want to come get some Medicare education and then do a little shopping or gambling, be a great night for that. I'll probably be doing that seminar. And then our next webinar is this Wednesday between 1 at 11, 1 at 6. Again, if you're not sure what to do when it comes to Medicare, you really need to attend one of these.
All right. Go ahead.
And they can register by calling 888-818-6334 or going to MediConnectInsurance.com.
Yeah, free seminars, but you got to register. Hey, Lisa from Pittsburgh is the winner of the trivia question, so please give the audience the answer. And congratulations, Lisa. You'll get a $15 get-go gas card.
Yeah, so love this question today. A lot of rumors swirling around the Steelers and quarterback. And, you know, obviously Cam Ward went number one this year. And there have been multiple quarterbacks drafted number one overall who have won Super Bowls. Troy Aikman did it three times, Jim Plunkett twice, Eli Manning twice, and Peyton Manning once. But the one individual who won the most Super Bowls after being drafted number one, Pittsburgh's very own Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, he was that 1970 he came out? I think it was.
Something like that, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, so I really want to dive into some of the stuff that came up when I was down at this conference last week and stuff I was monitoring ahead of time anyway. But really, Rob, and maybe the individual consumer doesn't really feel this at the level that we've been seeing it, but there's been a lot of tumult, a lot of difficulty around the Medicare space the last couple of years. And the reason for that was, I think coming out of COVID, there was a lot of expense and uncertainty. And then there was changes to the reimbursement rates, which I really want to explain that because I don't think that people really understand. So I'm probably going to get a little technical this morning, but I'm hoping to do that in the simplest manner possible. So every year, Medicare actually reimburses the insurance carriers for providing these Medicare Advantage plans. So let's go back to the beginning, 1965, original Medicare. You know, there was a foundation for people's health care. You know, then there was supplements, and those supplements, the plan Fs and the plan Gs, where, Rob, they could get additional coverage to limit some of their out-of-pocket costs. But in that Medicare and the supplements, there was no drug coverage. There was no dental, vision, and hearing. There wasn't a lot of the things that people were really interested in as extras. So Medicare and the government was looking at 2003. They approved it, didn't actually get implemented until 2006. And it was really the advent of the Medicare Advantage plan. Well, from 2006 to where we sit today, 2025, more than half of the people that are on Medicare nationwide are now in Advantage plans. They have seen from their perspective, and again, I want to give this disclaimer, Medicare Advantage plans are not better than supplements. Supplements are not better than Medicare Advantage plans. They're different, but really what I'm trying to do is help people understand how it really works, right? So over half the population now, 54% of people nationwide have enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans, and that keeps growing every year. Right. So what happens is when someone leaves original Medicare, because that's what essentially happens, Rob, when they go into an Advantage plan, they leave original Medicare, meaning Medicare is no longer their primary insurance. And some of the benefits of Medicare being your primary insurance is the fact that you can go to any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare, right? So people like that, right? And then for the Medicare, original Medicare services, Part A and B, there's not a lot of out-of-pocket costs. But when someone leaves original Medicare and enrolls in a Medicare Advantage plan, a lot of these Advantage plans, which we've talked about on the show, are very inexpensive to get. Like in Allegheny County, there's almost 70 of these plans. Half of them carry a zero premium. So the consumer's like, how can that be good coverage for no additional money? And we've said on this show many, many times, right, that if you do go with an Advantage plan, don't pay more than $50 a month for your Advantage plan. So if you're out there today, you have an Advantage plan, you're paying more than $50, they do need to call us because they truly are paying too much. So why would people be incentivized or see the advantage of enrolling in very low-costing insurance to them? And that's what I want to spend a minute talking about. So hopefully I've laid at least a groundwork of understanding there for people. So what people don't understand is they do know Medicare's taking $185 out of their check. Everybody who's on Medicare knows that because it comes right out of their Social Security check if they're taking it. What they don't always realize is that $185, Rob, is only 25% of the Part B premium. So they're paying $185. The federal government is paying the other 75%. So that's why Medicare is the second highest line item in the federal budget every year. So $185 from the individual, $555 from the government. So here's the question, Rob, and this is where I hope to bring it full circle and really land a few things that I think will be helpful for the listening audience today. When somebody leaves original Medicare to go into an Advantage plan, what happens to that $740? The $185 from the individual and the $555 from the federal government. Can the federal government just keep that money? Or better yet, let me ask the question this way. Does the federal government just keep that money? The answer is no. They can't and they don't just keep that money. They keep some of it, right, to help undergird Medicare and keep it viable. But because that private insurance company, Rob, Aetna, UPMC, Highmark, Cigna, United Healthcare, because they're offering that plan and taking the risk, what Medicare does is they take and they send a portion of that $740 to the Medicare Advantage plan. So let me really make this simple now. We've talked a lot over the last few years, Rob, about five-star plans and how these Medicare Advantage plans go by star ratings. The higher the star rating, Rob, the more money they get from Medicare. So if somebody is able to come up or create over time a 4.5 or a 5-star plan, they may be getting 500 of that $740.
All right, we got lots more to get to. So if you have any questions, call us right now. We're going to take some calls on the other side. So give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you want to call them and set up an appointment, you can do that right now. There is never a charge for their services. And we have live advisors standing by until noon. That's 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. But your calls are welcome right now. Medicare and more healthcare coverage, Lance O'Brien, The Inside Connection, 866-391-1020.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
All right, MediConnectInsurance.com, 888-818-6334. Lance O'Brien is here. We are streaming this program live at KDKRadio.com. Click on KDK Watch on the Metropolitan Window video screen. And as I promised, we're going to take some calls. So let's go to Marla. She joins us on KDKA. Hi, Marla.
Hey, Marla.
Hi. Hi. I was just wondering, I don't know if it's a scam or what's going on, but I got a phone call 2 days ago asking me if I got my new Medicare card in the mail.
Scam?
Okay, because I told him no, and I hung up on her.
Yeah, no.
The woman that...
Good call, Marla. The one thing that I always tell people, you know, because we work literally with thousands of people that are Medicare age, if someone calls you asking for your Medicare information or anything around your Medicare card, that's usually a no-no. If you call out and connect with someone, then you know who you're calling, totally different story.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Good show.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead. You want to pick up on what we were talking about last segment?
Yeah, and again, I think I'd just reiterate her question. I mean, it's a great question, and it frustrates the heck out of me. My daughter worked at a bank. She hasn't recently because she's actually assisting people with Medicare now, but she said the amount of seniors that came in, you know, it really makes me mad. Like, let's not do stupid things to our vulnerable population. And quite frankly, to me, I have a lot of respect because they rebuilt, a lot of the people that are turned 65 really rebuilt our country, you know, after the wars and everything. So it just makes me mad. But yeah, the rule of thumb is if you get a call in and they're asking you about your Medicare number, your Social Security number, that's an immediate hang up, right? So I do want to pick back up because I do think this is super, super important. I know it's a lot of information to kind of take in verbally, and I like to do this a lot in person sometimes, but it's so important to me to try to help people understand how Medicare actually works beyond just the, hey, you need to pick a plan. So last segment, we were talking about how the money works when it comes to your Medicare plan. So again, if you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan and it has a zero premium plan, that doesn't mean it's a cheap plan, because that's what we would think, right, Rob? If I get something for zero, I think it's cheap. So again, what we were basically saying last segment was, is if somebody does enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare is sending a portion of the $740 pool to that Advantage plan. And it's per member, Rob, per month. So if it's a 4.5-star plan, and the numbers aren't going to be exact, but if it's a 4.5-star plan, they're getting somewhere between $400 and $500 a month from Medicare for that individual member every single month. So that zero premium plan or that $12 plan that they're enrolling in is really a $412 or a $420 plan. So I think it's important to understand that. There's a lot of money monthly being infused into that. Why? One, it gives people freedom of choice. That was really why they brought Advantage plans around into the market, was so that people could have choice and choose what they thought was best for them. And that's what makes me mad when some people say, well, you should only do an Advantage plan or you should only do a supplement. Listen, what you want to do for yourself, total respect, and you should do that. But you should not think that you can dictate to someone else what they should do. And again, for us, that's integral to how we approach this entire business, is we want to educate people so they understand how this truly works, so they can make a decision that works best for them. So the good thing about Medicare is now sending $400 or $450 to the Advantage Plan company. What happens to the rest of that money, Rob? They keep it, but they're not financially responsible for the individual that went on the Advantage Plan. So that money is helping to undergird the Medicare program.
So right now, are you telling me Medicare needs cash?
I think with all the discussion now with the cuts to Medicare and this is going to run out by this date, Medicare and Social Security are looking for ways to remain viable, right? You know, and they should. And one of the things people don't realize is that the Medicare Advantage plans are helping to keep viability. It's not the only thing, but you know, and again, I'll say it one more time because I don't want anyone to ever misinterpret what I'm saying. Supplements are definitely right for some people and they should enroll. We enroll people in Plan Gs and Plan Ns all the time. All I'm saying is you should understand how they both work.
So would it make sense for people to get enrolled in Medicare now as opposed to wait if they're past 65 or 65, even if they have a job? Or this isn't any kind of threat to where Medicare is going to disappear. But goodness gracious, if it ever would, if you were on it, you would be just like anybody else trying to get on it. So we've got to make sure we can find a way to correct the problem now so we can take some good steps moving into the future. But it just gives you an idea too, Lance, how it took a long time to get here, how much and how many years have gone by since we started to have issues. So maybe that's one of the reasons why they're trying to correct some things in this country.
Well, Medicare's been around 80 years,
right?
You know, so healthcare costs have risen significantly over the last 80 years. So that's definitely one thing, right? So people are living a lot longer now, right? So again, if somebody was going on to Medicare at 65 back in the 70s, they may not have had as many years on Medicare, so that's putting tax on it as well.
And procedures to keep people who have even stage 4 cancer alive a whole lot longer than they would have been alive 20 years ago.
Yeah, so that's another great point. So it's not just the fact that people are living longer, that healthcare has risen, but some of the improvements we've made in the medical arena have caused all of that. So it's all working together. So, like, I don't think anybody, no matter, you know, and you know me, Rob, I try to avoid really getting too much into politics. I really do, because I have my own beliefs and that's what they are, right?
Yeah, and if you would ever do what you tell me off the air, you probably would be on a major network right now making $1 million a month. You're very, how can I say, very astute at what's happening in the world too.
Well, I appreciate that. But like for me, I don't think anybody really is saying they want to cut Social Security or Medicare. I don't really believe anybody in our country that really understands what's happening wants to do that. But I also think we're in a scenario right now where we can't keep going at the rate of the debt that is building up, and we have to find a way to make government, I think, a little bit smaller and spend money a little bit better.
Well, here's the other thing that's happened too. If Brian were here, he could, you know, Breisinger, because he came from the world of finance and he's brilliant. What's happened, people now don't have that supplement that's their pension, and Social Security was kind of like an afterthought, and pensions kept cash flow going and the economy kept going. So, and then you had people working, but then when the middle class disappeared and then all of a sudden there were no pensions, people had to live off their Social Security and all on a fixed income, so the cash flow wasn't on Main Street America. So this has been going on for a long time, but it all comes down to cash flow, and it's been disappearing every generation in our country.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. There's a ton of contributing factors. To narrow it down to one or two issues is really just a misguided, simplistic thought process in my mind.
Listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Whether you like the government or not, whether you're Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. Social Security and Medicare are two of the greatest gifts. There are so many places around the world who would love to have what we have.
There were. And again, I agree with you. I think they're great programs. I think we need to keep providing and pouring money into them. We just need to figure out how to do it more effectively. And that was really the reason behind Medicare Advantage when it was introduced. And again, I'll just say people vote with their feet, Rob. And if in 20 short years, 54% of the population is now in Advantage plans, they're basically saying they see value in these Advantage plans.
Well, let me tell you how smart Lance is. So not that I was kicking the tires and complaining, but I'm very tight right now as far as money have been over the last 10 years. I just am a little bit wiser now. And I mentioned about getting an MRI, and I had gotten the bill, and it was like $1,600 for literally 2 minutes of service, which I did need it, but still, and I have really good coverage. But then he said, if you're on Medicare, it's nowhere near that amount of money. So there are just so many good things. And that's why I hear so many people tell me, I'm glad I'm on Medicare. Can't wait to get on Medicare. Or I've been in healthcare settings where the person has said, oh, you're on Medicare. You're good. So Medicare is very special and it does some incredible things. But you still need the right team to let you know what plan's right for you so you get the benefits of what Medicare has to offer. And that's what you guys do every day at no charge.
Yeah, I would go on to Medicare today if I could, right?
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, because of what I believe is the overall quality of the coverage and the offerings that are available. And again, it's a little bit different for the senior that is maybe only getting $1,500 or $1,700 a month, right? Like that can be difficult. I get it.
But here's the thing too, what else happens? Now, I can afford it, but unless I'm in an accident or it's life and death and somebody says, oh, go get an MRI, I'm not going to get an MRI.
Yeah, and that's what I don't want to happen to people, quite frankly.
And it's happening.
People, and that was an issue with my mom, right? You know, I want people to use their coverage when they have it because when they need to because they have confidence in it. And again, I know, you know, we're supposed to say these types of things because this is the company that I run on a daily basis, right? But I believe that we are so good in how we approach this that we're truly trying to get people informed so they can get the best coverage for the best cost that they can afford.
But to you, and you were telling me a story off the air, which will basically stay off the air, but it just gives you an idea of what you're doing personally, what your company's doing, how you're changing the lives of people every day, and you're keeping people plugged into their physician, their PCP, getting doctor's appointments taken care of, getting medical services, getting their prescription drugs, because you're making it affordable because you're making sense.
Yeah, and I'll actually share the story because I think it's a valuable story. Is, you know, I had a guy who's been a client of ours for probably 5 or 6 years. He started with an Advantage plan. That's what he wanted when he first started. And he had a diagnosis and he couldn't use the network of doctors, and his max out of pocket on his plan, Rob, was about $6,000. And with the treatments that he was going to need, he was going to reach that $6,000. So he was going to pay $6,000 to be on that plan. He reached out to us and he just said, hey, this is how things are changing for me. We checked his network, made sure that the procedures that he needed to get done, he could get done where he wanted to. So we checked that box. And then we got him enrolled in a plan that had a max out of pocket of $1,250. He called me a week or two ago and just said, I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me. I've had 8 infusions this year and I've paid $1,250. You saved me $5,000 this year by just helping me know what direction. There's 70 plans. He would have never known where to go.
Never.
Never.
Listen, what you guys have done for me, little things along the way, I should have called you before I paid that bill.
You should have.
All right. Listen, they're the best. I really appreciate what they do. And you can be, you don't have to be Rob Pratt. You can be Joe Q Public, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. They'll help you. 888-818-6334. Just go get one of those free appointments. Sit down, lay out the plan that you have, and let them talk to you. We'll come back. We're going to run the seminars. He's got some other things to get to. Very informative edition of MediConnect, the Inside Connection on KDK. All right, Lance O'Brien, next round, the guys from True Value. Then Christine Zapp will be here today. AAA Central is talking travel. And Dawn Spaller, Dr. Dawn Spaller. She'll be here from Allegheny Health and Physical Medicine. But right now, back to Lance O'Brien. Let's run those seminars. Here we go.
Yeah, so again, you've probably gotten a lot of great information today. This is what we do. We want to really help you understand. I'm going to kind of tie a bow on this in a few minutes, based on what's happened the last few years, what they have said in the final notice this year, and how it really impacts the consumer come October. But again, new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you need to get to one of our seminars or webinars, April 29th. So this week we're going to be a Tuesday night, the Aspinwall Borough Building in Aspinwall, the 6th. of May. We're going to be in Benefin Square, Butler at the Hampton Inn, the 13th on 84 US 30, North Huntington at the Holiday Inn Express, on the 20th, Holiday Inn Express in Greentree on Greentree Road, Pittsburgh. And then the 27th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express, the Meadowlands, right by the Tanger Outlets and the casino. We do have our webinar this Wednesday, April 30th at 11 a.m., 6 p.m. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminar tabs. There's a full listing. I only gave the seminars that are coming up over the next 4 or 5 weeks, but you can get a full listing there as well as register for a webinar. You're not going to regret it. It's going to be 45 minutes to an hour of your life that's going to give you incredible information.
All right. So what would you tell people to do as we down to our final few minutes that are wondering about some of the things that we just talked about? Best way to get the advice is get that appointment, which is free. Just call and go in and just kind of go through the whole thing.
Yeah, I would say, connect with MediConnect. I think that is important. You know, we're going to get you information, whether you make any kind of change or decision, that'll be up to you, but we're going to get you the information to have confidence in what you're doing. But Rob, why I really started down this path today and trying to explain how the money works and things like that is because, and it's going to be hard for people to believe this next statement, right? But the insurance companies, the private insurers,
they're not all making big money.
The last couple of years have been incredibly taxing on them. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars in losses. And again, there's multiple reasons for that, right? It does have to do with, the after effects of the COVID and the pandemic and the costs that were associated with that, right? It has to do with some of the changes that were put into legislation from the Inflation Reduction Act, where they were requiring them to lower the cap level, get rid of the donut hole. You know, government's not going to pay for all of that, right? Well, the consumer's not paying for all that.
Here's what people don't understand, and I have an affinity for healthcare agencies, meaning the hospitals that we all get treated at, that we all know and love. They got to get paid too.
Yeah, and they do to be able to provide the services. So here's the big thing, Rob, is in February, the advance notice said that they were only going to increase the payment that these private insurance companies are getting at by 2.23%. And I can tell you right now that sent shudders through the private insurance because that was going to cause more cuts to benefits this coming year, and things that impact ultimately the people listening to this show. Now, with the final notice, because what happens when that comes out is there's a lot of conversation, there's a lot of digging into the actuarials and the real finances of this. Long story short, when they came out with the final notice, they are actually going to reimburse the private insurers this year at a 5.06% rate, which when you take that and put it into actual dollars, there's going to be a $25 billion infusion into the private insurance, which means most likely, and we'll know this more as the year goes on, that there isn't going to be drastic changes, which was initially forecasted in some of the prescription offerings, the Medicare Advantage offerings, things like that. There should be more stability, which is good for the end user. And again, I will still purport, even though they're sending that money, that $25 billion, it is still good for Medicare in general because they are now sharing the risk. And I think it's really important for the people that are listening. Medicare is sharing the risk with the UPMCs, the Highmarks, the Aetnas, the United Healthcares, the Cignas, the WellCares of the world, and it's not all falling there.
All right, good stuff. All right, tell the folks about the seminars again and talk a little bit about what you all do at MediConnect, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, at the end of the day, if you have any questions about Medicare, we're your place. I mean, we're gonna really help you understand at every level. If you're contemplating working past your 65th birthday, we're going to explain all the rules for you. We're going to help you do an apples to apples comparison of your group coverage. Rob, many people that we work with, they go on to Medicare because it's better. But many of the other half of them generally that continue working, they stay with their group plan. But we help them understand how to make that decision. We'll compare the premium they're paying, the deductible they have, the co-pays, the maximum out of pocket. So apples to apples, they can sit back and say, I can clearly say see, it's better for me to keep my group coverage, or it's better for me to go to Medicare. So we help with not just the information, but with the decision-making process. And I think that's super important.
It is super important. Where are you going to be with these seminars?
So again, this Tuesday, we're going to be at the Aspinwall Borough Building at 6 o'clock on the 6th. We're going to be at the Hampton Inn, Benefit Square in Butler, the 13th Holiday Inn Express in Irwin, North Huntington. The 20th will be at the Holiday Express in Greentree, and then the 27th Holiday Express Meadowlands. Again, can't emphasize literally hundreds of people between the webinar and the seminars getting our education now on a weekly basis and are better for it.
So why do you think nobody ever argued about the price of a prescription or a doctor's visit or a hospital stay when we were growing up? Like 60s, 70s, I don't ever remember my parents ever discussing any of that.
Well, this is going to be an unpopular answer, but I think in general we were healthier then because of the food we were consuming and other things, right? There was more homemade meals, not as much processed food. And I mean, that's not a popular answer, but...
And we were moving, too.
And we were moving a lot more. There was more work going on. It was more manual labor.
Well, everybody, you know, human health, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been in the news a lot, and everybody's been listening. Look, all of the stuff, the dyes, this and that, whatever... We ate all the unhealthy stuff, but I think as kids as a whole, and this is just my opinion, we were moving a lot more. We were exercising by riding bikes, walking. No one ever sat in front of a television. I mean, got home from school, got out of our school clothes, outside to play. This time of year, if it was a Saturday, raining or not, I'd have already been outside, gone, not to return till 5 or 6 at night.
I lived on a dead-end road, Rob, that was a little over a quarter of a mile long. I can't tell you how much time I spent out riding bikes on that lawn, playing with my neighbor friends. You know, sometimes progress isn't progress. I'll leave it there.
Well, listen, you're only a kid once. Get out there and use some of those muscles God gave you. You'll feel a whole lot better at the end of the day, and you can have that extra meatball or two.
There you go.
Nothing like it. Hey, listen, again, tell everybody about our wonderful representative going to enjoy a special day today.
Yeah, so excited for one of our great reps, Andrew Chickowitz, and he's getting married to Katie today in Oakmont at 2 o'clock. So looking forward to celebrating with him.
Stop off at the Oakmont Bakery, get a cupcake or two.
There you go. That's not what I need. I'll need to go run, and I'm not supposed to do that.
Dare to dream. All right, listen, stay with us. We're just getting underway. Lots more to come until 1 o'clock today. The guys from True Value. So it's raining today. This is the perfect day to get the True Value. Pick up everything on that list. So when the sun starts shining again, you can get it all done. MediConnect, the inside connection. MediConnect insurance.com, 888-818-6334. Remember, we've got those live representatives. We may be done, but they're there till noon. Get yourself an appointment. There is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.